Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. I do not have a guest today. I'm going to get back to the old format, okay? A lot of y'all are requesting that I just do my podcast by myself. I wanted to have fun with my friends and my family a little bit. But now I'm getting back to it. So grab your tea, grab your halls. It's story time and this shit is about me. Okay, so some time ago, like back in a long time ago's days, I was having sex with my current boyfriend, right? It was getting steamy. Now, if you are an avid Carefully Reckless listener, y'all know I told y'all there are only a few ways that I can come, right? My favorite being on top, riding a dick. I love it, okay? Now, it's not even all about me being in power riding. It's about me looking down at my partner, looking in his eyes and him looking back up at me. He got one hand around my neck, the other one around my waist, like slamming me down on that shit, right? Now, I love that. I also love a guy to talk to me. Oh, because I talk back. Y'all know I talk all the time. So why wouldn't I talk in the bed? But even more interesting enough, sex is very sensual for me and it's very mental. So I'm riding him, right? And I'm not looking down at him because I'm actually fantasizing about somebody else.
Damn!
And it's crazy. I know what y'all thinking. This person I never even had sex with, right? But I was being trained at that time. I was working out and I had a trainer. He was fine, chocolate, handsome. He's a boxer, so I could only think about him tan niggas up in the ring and shit. And that shit was just sexy to me. It resonated with my fucking pussy. It resonated with my hormones at that time. And my boyfriend then just wasn't doing it for me because I was fantasizing about another guy. Now, like I said, I had never gotten intimate with the guy I was fantasizing about. But I ended up closing my eyes and imagining that I was fucking him. Now, I'm becoming more wet, more moist, and I'm about to climax, right? I yell out the other guy's name. Oh! Ain't that about a bitch? Now listen, I don't know if this has ever happened to any of you out there, but it happened to me. Needless to say, I was accused of cheating, and I literally just had to come clean because I didn't want to lie. In that moment, I knew I fucked up. I still got my nut. He stopped. He instantly got soft. Shit, that wasn't going to stop me. I was already coming anyway. But it was like an immediate embarrassment. I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck did I just do? He goes, so you fucking the training nigga that you be working out with? Because he knew who this guy was. He just didn't know that I was attracted to the guy, right? I said, no, I've never had sex with him. I pleaded my case because I didn't, guys, for real. That's real shit. I did not ever lay down with this guy. I didn't even tell him that I liked him. Of course, I was flirty with him, but I never even told him or even expressed to him, I want to have sex with you. I fantasize about you, blah, blah, blah. There are just some things that some people don't need to know. So with that being said, I'm like crying. I'm doing all of, you know, because this is my boyfriend. And although I'm not happy at the time, that's not how I want to break up with somebody. Like, oh, shit, she said another nigga's name. So she fucking another guy. No, I don't even want you to think I'm cheating on you. I'm happy for other reasons. But, you know, shit. Now you unhappy because you think I'm a cheater. Needless to say, we did break up. Not because of that, but shortly after that, because there were so much other things going on in the relationship that I did not feel that it was worth staying and fighting through. You know what I'm saying? Or fighting for. So that's that story. That brings me to my question, the topic. Do you think it's common to fantasize about someone else while you with your partner? Is it common? Really? Now, listen, that's not the only time that I've done that. That's the only time where a bitch was so into it that I said the guy's name. You know what I'm saying? That went too fucking far. I went too far. And I do regret that sexual encounter. I do regret that because that was very disrespectful. He was so upset and he was like damn near about to kill me. I was like, damn, why would you? Why would you, bitch? You ain't even fucked the nigga. At least you could have fucked him if it was worth all this and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a cheater. I just was fantasizing. Is it common? I feel like it is. I feel like it's natural for men and women both to think about other people or like maybe a crush or a sexy celebrity that you could see yourself sleeping with or you imagine yourself being with while you're having sex with your partner. Now, that doesn't go to say it happens every time or you're unhappy with your partner. Sometimes you just think, you get in your mind and you know, while you riding that dick or you getting hit from the back or whatever, you think of something. Listen, it's just like watching porn. If you are one of those couples who have to spice shit up, or you just like watching porn with your partner to get the shit going, that's fantasizing too. You know what I'm saying? You're using something else to get it going with your partner anyway. You know what I'm saying? Now, if both parties agree, I don't see anything wrong with it. Like I said, I've done it before. That wasn't the first time that I did that. Do you think fantasizing is cheating? I don't think it's cheating unless it goes too fucking far. A fantasy is just supposed to stay a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make your fantasy come true. Then you fucking cheating. Then you already feel a little guilty because you already thinking about somebody else while you're with your partner anyway. But if that's how you need to get off and your partner just don't know it, I think it's fine. I think it's permissible. That's just me though. Is it okay to fantasize about another person if your partner don't know? If they don't know, in this case, this is the only case I will say what they don't know will not hurt them. Because some people can't take that. You keeping that a secret from some people who can't handle it is preventing insecurity. It's preventing a lot of drama. It's preventing a lot of trust issues that you don't probably need to have. You know what I'm saying? That you probably don't already have. If you do, okay, that's something else. But in my mind, I feel like it's better for them not to know, depending on the type of person they are. Like, if you are very open with your sexuality and a relationship, then it can be agreed upon. Like, if you are the type of couple who swing, or y'all open, or y'all fuck girls together, or y'all fuck guys together, or what have you, then I don't really think that that's a bad thing for you guys. But if you are straight monogamous, and if your partner does not believe in anything outside of me, you can't be fucking with it. I think it needs to remain a secret, and it should. Because everything is not for everybody. That brings me to my next question. Are you open enough to reveal this to your partner that you fantasize about somebody else? Like I said, it goes for a certain type of person. It takes a strong fucking person, a very secure, solid person for you to bring that up to. None of my exes are witch. None of them. I can honestly say I've never been with somebody who I feel like I can open up to and be like, look, I fantasize about this person, or, you know what I'm saying? Not so much let's bring this person into the bedroom, but this person is sexy to me, and sometimes when I'm having sex with you, I think about him. Fuck no. I done dealt with some niggas who would chop my head off for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's look at it from both perspectives. I've also never been with somebody who I want to hear that shit from either. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that type of person. If you're gonna fantasize about another bitch, you don't need to be fucking me. And I know that's very contradicting and it's very one-sided. It's very biased. I do understand that. However, it's different strokes for different folks. I can't control how I feel, and what I don't know won't hurt me either in that sense. You understand what I'm saying? So if my man has to fantasize, or he does fantasize when he's having sex with me, I don't need to know. I don't need to know. Sometimes you can tell. Sometimes you definitely can tell. And I think that my ex-boyfriend from Storytime, I think he could tell. Because I wasn't looking down at him. I wasn't really talking to him. I had my eyes closed, head up to the ceiling. I was feeling on myself. Like, I'm usually like very touchy-feely during sex, you know, with the partner. You know what I mean? And I think he could tell. You know what I'm saying? And then when I just said the name, that shit just sent rockets up in the air like, hold up, bitch. It was like a big bomb dropped. You know what I mean? So to answer my own question, no, I am not open enough to reveal to my partner that I fantasize. Now, I haven't done it in a long time. I have not fantasized in a very long time. And needless to say, right now, I don't need to. I don't need to. Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen. What is too far? What is going too far? Now, I gave an example in story time. I said the guy's name. What is going too far, though? I'm going to give you another example. Going too far would have been telling my trainer that I fantasized about him and I want him to fulfill the fantasy. That's going too fucking far. Or any type of communication with the person that you're fantasizing about. Because if you're fantasizing about someone, whether they are a business partner or somebody you got to see at your kid's school, or, you know, at the gym you see, or whether you do or don't know this motherfucker, you are not supposed to be openly communicating with them, because you want to do some things with that person, especially if you're in a relationship. I think that's where the boundary needs to be set. the line has been crossed and now you are cheating. Because it's the difference between fantasizing and cheating. And no, I do not feel that they go hand in hand. They're very close, but there is a very thin line in between them. Now, this is the other question that I should have asked y'all, because y'all know I'm doing Just Fix My Mess and y'all sent me some good shit. But think about this one. Have you ever fantasized about an ex, somebody that you did fuck before? Even if it's not an ex, somebody that you had sex with before that you then, you know, gave the goodies up to. Hold that. Tell me about that in my DM. We're going to go over to Just Fix My Mess. Now, I asked on Instagram, have you ever fantasized about someone else while with your partner? Be honest. Pesos, please, on Instagram says, yes, scared the fuck out of me. I thought my nigga read my mind. Now listen, she ain't do as bad as me, but she's so, it was that guilty conscience eating her up. Like, oh my God, I know this is wrong. I know I'm not supposed to be thinking about this nigga while I'm fucking this nigga, but damn, you know, and it gets to you like that. Like I said, I've done it before and I have in my mind thought that my partner was reading my mind as well. So no, I definitely get it, girl. We got to stop doing this shit. Okay. Hellmel underscore 23rd says, yeah, I do all the time about you. Look, sir, listen, wait a minute. This is not what we gonna do. I hope that you are single, because if your girl hears this, she gonna kill you. And she probably gonna come kill me too. I don't know you, hell, Mel. Stop it. But thank you though. Ace of All Skills LLC says, yep, I think nothing is wrong with it as long as it doesn't go into action. Now listen, that's getting around to it being common again. It's very common for a woman to think about another man or a man to think about another woman. You can't say when you're in a relationship, oh, I want my man to only have eyes for me, or I want my woman to only think about me. Not have eyes for me, but only think about me. I want my nigga to only think about me. It's humanly unrealistic for that to happen, guys. I mean, seriously, especially with all this temptation today, all of these bodies that are being done. It's a bunch of bitches that look good, a bunch of guys that's all oiled up and shit on Instagram. They putting this shit in our face. They're goddamn advertising. They're promoting sex. Sex is promoted everywhere. On TV, online, billboards, wherever. Sex is promoted everywhere. Sexy is promoted everywhere. Not even only sex, but sexy. Attractiveness, everything. So it's kind of hard for you to be in a relationship and you expect for your man or your woman not to even think about somebody else. But as long as it doesn't go into action, I think that's where you cross the line. Like I said, you don't got to do nothing about it. And you damn sure don't got to let your partner know. Because 9 times out of 10, he think about some shit too. Or she think about some other nigga too. You know what I'm saying? But not thinking in terms of acting on some shit. It's just, this person is sexy to me. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Money underscore talks underscore less says, all the time, only way I bust a nut. Damn. So see, now that's a little different, Joel. His name is Joel Velasquez. I don't agree with that. I don't. I think that is super fucked up. Your girl just don't make you bust a nut? Like, you gotta fantasize all the time? Or are you saying that you're single and you just be beating your dick? Now, if that's the case, all right, okay. If your hand is pleasing you and you have to fantasize that way, then okay. But if you are in a relationship, Joel, and you can only bust a nut by fantasizing about somebody else while having sex with your partner, you need some help. You need some help. And that girl, she needs to sexy it up a little bit. Y'all need to figure out what y'all can do together, because that's a little disturbing, Joel. Get it together, honey. No judgment. Just get it together. Infamous on Instagram says, wonder who you fantasized about. I told you, listen to story time. That's it. Y'all don't need to know who else I've fantasized about in my life. No, y'all don't need to know. Although I'm going to be very honest with y'all. Let me just let y'all in on one thing and one thing only. I fantasized one time about Lakeith Stanfield. The first time I saw him in a movie. This was like, what, maybe 3 years ago. Lakeith Stanfield, he's so fucking fine to me. And that's just what it is. I don't fantasize about him anymore, but I did like once or twice. Drink cold water. Devin the dude on Instagram says, not at all. You bitches are weird these days. All right. Great. Okay. Everything ain't for everybody. And I do get it. I appreciate you, Dev the dude. D3AD girl says, when I was with my ex of 6 years, we hated each other. Our entire relationship and intimacy was non-existent. I stayed with him because I was codependent and he had a big old thing. I definitely thought about other people when we were together. That's what doggy's for. Damn, how the fuck you stay in a relationship with somebody that you hate for 6 years? I get it, codependent, his thing was big. But damn, it takes more than just sex for me to stay with you. I don't give a fuck about a big dick because niggas be having big dicks and not know what to do with them. You know, I can't do it for my mental sanity. I can't do it for my energy. If my aura is off around you, that reminds me of that fucking Avant song. Remember Separated? The nigga came on a goddamn song. He started the verse that every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Like, wow. Every time you see a bitch, you get a bad vibe. Like, please. But damn, I'm so sorry. I hope that you are not with him. Oh, yeah. Well, you said it's ex. So damn, girl. Y'all be in some fucked up positions. Rakita Skeetaboo said, I hope I got that right, boo. Yes, and can't do nothing but moan because you don't want to accidentally say the wrong name like Jess, dumbass. And this is the last one I'm going to read. Drago 24 says, yes, unfortunately, it be that way sometimes. We're not perfect, and sometimes we do it to ourselves from a lustful standpoint. Social media paints pictures in our minds for us. I just got finished saying that. Yes, they do. Everything is put out there. Sex sells, sexy sells, everything. When you got bodies and the half naked asses everywhere online and niggas posting pictures in their briefs and videos and TikToks with the prints hanging all out and shit and all that type of stuff. It's kind of hard not to fantasize. You know what I'm saying? So I guess just keep your eyes on your prize while we kick it over to current news. Now, listen, I recently just had to go to L.A. to shoot something with Iman Shumpert and the legendary B. Scott. I love B, who is a beautiful person, by the way, in person. I'm not saying that B is not beautiful online, but when you see somebody in person, you'd be like, goddamn, bitch, you beautiful. But yes, I sat down and I did B. Scott's show and we covered the show 20s, the BET show, Lena Waithe show. I love that shit. Y'all need to get into it. Season 2 will be airing this fall, I believe. But I sat on that couch with Iman Shumpert and B. Scott. And we talked about the fantasizing, you know what I'm saying? And being sought after and is it okay to fantasize about somebody else while you're with your partner and the boundaries and everything. And that gave me a wonderful fucking topic. And that's how I perfectly executed today's show. So listen, again, for the people in the back, it is common for you to fantasize. But should you be so open to tell your partner about it? I'm going to give you the advice of saying no, unless your partner is very comfortable and solid and they okay with all honesty from you. They're secure. But if it's a person who ain't and who don't play that shit, keep that shit to yourself. And do not be stupid like me and fantasize about somebody so hard and get so into it that you say their fucking name because your nigga gonna wring your neck or your bitch gonna cut you up in your sleep. And just like that, we come to the end of another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Tune in every Wednesday. That's hump day. And then my best deep pan voice. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.